If you want yin yoga for hips and hamstrings, this yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. We are real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe and press that little bell. Thanks to all our new subscribers here recently. It's great to have you with us so that you don't miss a single class, because I have some great content coming up for you in the next few weeks. Let's see what I've got. On January 19th, next week, we have a collaboration. I always try to bring you fabulous yoga teachers who can do things that I can't do. So next week, Michelle from Heart Alchemy Yoga is going to be giving you a power yoga class, and I'm going to go over to her channel and do a yin yoga class for her. On January 26th, it will be our next live yoga class, and I will be doing a yin yoga for upper back. That is a request from you. And then on February 2nd, I will be doing a yin yoga for lower back pain. So if this sounds like content that is of interest to you, be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so that those classes show up on your feed at 9 a.m. Pacific every single Friday. And of course, our live classes are on the last Friday of every single month. Let's see. If you like today's class, thank you so much for pressing that like button. And as always, I love knowing who makes it all the way to the end of the class, and I'll tell you what to put in the comments at the end of the class so I know who actually does the classes. Make sure, I have a testimonial today from Jan, and Jan says, "The yin yoga series has brought me back to the mat. I love how gentle and especially how nice and peaceful all the postures are." Not sure today is going to be especially peaceful because we have yin yoga for hips, and we're going to really focus on the fronts of the hips, which can kind of unleash the anxiety for the stomach meridian, but we have a lot of breath to help to calm and center us for this too. So Jan says it helps to keep me mindful and focused. So thanks, Jan, for taking the time to leave your comments. She actually sent me an email. You can send me emails. You can leave me a SpeakPipe message on my website. You can leave your comments on YouTube, on iTunes, Facebook, and Instagram. And as always, our most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. We actually have live classes with two-way video once a week. And once a month, we do two-hour yin workshops. So it's always great to connect with our members as well. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing gray capris. What do they have on them? With the goddess symbol. And I'm wearing a gray tank with an Om symbol on it. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you are going to need a bolster, is always nice for underneath your legs in Shavasana and the centering at the beginning. And you're definitely going to need a blanket for underneath your knees in all the dragon poses, also known as lunge poses. Nice to have some blocks with you for in the dragon lunge /lunge poses. It's also a good idea to have a second folded blanket that you can sit up on for our forward folds to access those hamstrings, so it's easier to fold your hips over your leg bones. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones. Okay, so let's go ahead and rest back to begin. You might want to just take one of those deep falling out breaths to allow yourself to arrive here now, transitioning from the busyness of your day to the centeredness of this yin practice. And then start to feel into your body. Thank you. particularly the parts of your body that we will be focusing on today. So that will be your hips and your hamstrings. We're going to focus on the fronts of your hips, your hip flexors or your iliopsoas, and also the backs of your legs, particularly your hamstrings. Feeling the tension of these parts of your body release down and into the earth. And then let your attention follow your breath. We're going to talk more about breath throughout this class. But just follow your breath out, your exhalation, all the way to the end. Letting your breath slow down. Gradually letting your breath out, your exhalation get longer. And also notice the pause and the stillness at the end of the exhalation. Okay, and then from here, you're going to take your bolster and put it off to the side. You probably will not need it until the end of the class when we take Shavasana. Push yourself up, and we're going to take our first dragon pose. So you may need your blocks for dragon pose. So you might want to put your blocks at the front of your mat. I'm just going to reset our timer because you are going to be happy to hear. Hold dragon pose for 5 minutes, but only 2 minutes. Okay, for the first dragon pose, it's called baby dragon. You're going to walk your left leg through, and you could have your blocks on either side of your feet. Choose an appropriate edge because you're going to be here for 2 minutes. So in today's class, we're going to focus on what happens inside our body from an energetic point of view. The energy channels that flow through our body, called meridians, nourish the urinary bladder meridian, which relates to our hamstrings, the backs of our legs, and the stomach meridian, which relates to our hip flexors, the fronts of our legs. So this is what we're going to be focusing on when we're doing the poses for our hips, our hip flexors specifically, and our hamstrings. Okay, so slowly with care, you're going to come out of this pose and you're going to make your way onto your back. And feel the rebound from that pose, particularly along the front of your right leg. And then we're going to do baby dragon on the other side. So bend your knees, roll to the side, and we'll come back up. And this time you're going to walk your right leg through to the space between your blocks or between your hands, choosing that appropriate edge. So before we get into the urinary bladder meridian that runs along your hamstrings and the stomach meridian that runs along the front of your hips, we're going to review the principles of yin. So when we come into a yin pose, we find an appropriate edge, nothing that's painful or sharp or shooting or nervy, something where we can feel sensation, but that it's not sensational. We resolve to be still, and then we stay for a while. So in the lunge poses, because they're more intense, we only stay for 2 minutes, but we still let time and gravity do all the work. Okay, so with care, you're going to release this pose from your body, and we'll come back on our back and feel the echo from holding lunge pose for 2 minutes. And then you're going to bend your knees again, roll to the side, and we'll come up to do dragon flying high. So for this pose, you're going to walk your hands back and we'll walk our left leg forward through again. You're going to take your hands to either side again, and this time you're going to press into your front left foot and come upright, and you'll just rest your hand on your top left thigh here. So there have been some really important questions coming up recently in the comments and on Instagram and Facebook, and I've been getting a lot of questions about breathing, which is amazing because breath is a fabulous way to free up your energy, your chi, and your prana. And when we regulate our breath in our yin yoga practice, it's a way that we can free our energy in our body. And also, when we quiet our breath, it really helps us to still our mind. Okay, go ahead and release dragon flying high from your body and rest back to feel the rebound. And then you can bend your knees, roll to your side, come back up, and we'll do dragon flying high on the other side. So this time you're going to walk your right foot through, sink down through your front right foot, and place your hands on your right thigh. So when we practice breathing in a yin pose, we want our breath to be quiet, unobtrusive, like a still mountain lake. So this will help our mind to be calm. It will help to still our mind. And then when we practice yin yoga, our breath will be calm and even, slow, deep, natural, and unforced. So I really like Donna Farhi's directions for essential breathing. And actually in the show notes, if you click show more, I'll link to a whole video where I go into depth on how to do this breathing. But we kind of did it a little bit in the centering at the beginning, and we can do it a little bit more right now. So gradually, without forcing or effort, over the next few breaths, just extend your breath out or your exhalation. And as you do that, notice the pause at the end of your exhalation. And then rest in the pause at the end of your breath out. And notice the spaces between the breath out and the breath in are the places of deepest stillness. Okay, so you're going to come out of this and come and rest on your back. And I realize I haven't given you a modification for dragons, all these dragons. So if they're not working for you because you can't weight bear on your knees, then you could always take lunge pose on your back, which would look like, so everybody just come on your back and feel the reverberation, and I'll show you a modification. You take it on your back with the bolster underneath your hips instead. And draw one leg in and extend the other leg. So you're taking the same shape, but you're taking it on your back, and then it takes the weight bearing out of that knee. Okay? Sorry, that was a little late in the class. Okay, so after you've felt that rebound, we have one more version of dragon pose. You can let me know if you're breathing fire yet. And this is where your breath out is very useful. So this is dragon flying low. Okay, so you're going to walk your left leg through for this one. You may want your blocks again. So the way that dragon flying low works is you take your hands to the inside of your, oh, my hips are screaming. Take your feet to your hands to the inside of your feet, and you walk them forward. You may come down on your forearms. You can use your blocks here. So for me, I like to use my blocks and bring my forearms down on my blocks. Okay. So when we focus on the front of the hips, we're stimulating the stomach meridian. And you could always take baby dragon here again too. If dragon flying low is too much in your body, that's totally fine. So when we're focusing on the front of the hips, we're stimulating the stomach meridian, which relates to anxiety, which is why this pose can, the lunge poses can bring up a lot of anxiety. Yoga teachers like to joke that when Yin yoga teachers like to joke that when we say we're going to do dragon pose, everybody goes to the washroom in yoga studios. So when we are constantly digesting our internal impressions and external environment, including everything that we see and read and hear and smell and think and feel, this can be quite overwhelming, especially in the age of digital and social media and in an age of information overload. Okay. Go ahead and find your way out of this pose. And let's lie on our back and give our bodies a chance to receive. Dragon flying low on the right hand side. And then bend your knees, roll to your side. This is your last dragon. And the last dragon flying low. I'm going to use the blocks again. You're going to walk your left leg through. So you could stay with baby dragon here if you want. Or you can take your hands to the... That can't be right. We just did that leg, that's why. Okay, right leg through, walk your white leg through. Then your hands will be on the inside of your leg. That works better. And then you're going to bring your hands down to the inside of your leg. I knew there wasn't something right with that puzzle. Okay. So when the stomach meridian is imbalanced, we might notice that we go over and over thoughts in our heads again and again. Maybe we obsess over certain ideas. We overthink and we have difficulty concentrating. And overeating is one way that we compensate for our lack of mental peace. When our stomach meridian is balanced, we feel grounded, centered, and connected with Mother Earth. Okay, so go ahead and let that last dragon out of your body. And then go ahead and rest back on the ground. Okay, so from here, we are going to come back up to seated, and you are going to need your bolster, actually, and your folded blanket. So place the folded blanket at the top of your mat, and then you'll probably want your bolster as well. And you'll want to sit on the edge of your blanket so that your hips can roll over your leg bones. And actually releasing your hips first before you do your forward folds can make it easier to fold forward as well. And we're going to just take the time of our poses up a little bit now, because it's not nearly as intense. So you're going to fold your left leg in, open it out to the side, and then you're going to fold forward over your right leg, and you can take your bolster here if you're not very flexible like me in a forward fold, or you could lower it down and fold forward over it, just whatever works best for you and your body. So when we're focusing on our hamstrings, we're stimulating the urinary bladder meridian. And this is the longest and most complicated meridian line in our body. Mentally, it refers to the fluidity of our ideas, thoughts, and attitudes. So continue to use that breath where you lengthen your breath out. Follow it to all the way to the end of the exhalation and rest in the pause at the end of the exhalation. You slowly make your way up out of half butterfly, and we'll take a moment to feel the echo of that posture on our backs. And then bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way back up onto your little perch there so that it's easier for your pelvis to roll over your leg bones. And then open your right knee out to the side, and you can get your bolster again, set it up so that it's appropriate for your hamstring flexibility, and fold forward again. In nature, water can take many forms, from a clear lake to raging oceans, subtle mists, and frozen glaciers. So water is adaptable. When our urinary bladder meridian is balanced, we know when to be still and quiet, and when strength and power is needed. Okay, slowly up. And then we'll just take it to our backs to feel the rebound on the left side of our leg. And then bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way back up to seated for a final yin pose of this class. You're gonna sit up in your little perch again. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones. This time, your both legs are gonna be straight for caterpillar pose. And you can do a few things. You can put the bolster here. You could rest your hands on your bolster, that's a good option. You could put the bolster between your legs and rest like that. So there's a few different ways you could set it up to work in your body. And we'll stay here for 5 minutes. If our mind is dry, then we become fixed and brittle with our thinking, attached to our beliefs, and unable to go with the flow. But when our bladder meridian is balanced, we feel hopeful, calm, and peaceful. And I think, as I've said in a previous class, our bladder meridian is known as the guardian of peace. Okay, so slowly make your way up and we'll come to our final resting position to integrate our yin class for today. Place the bolster underneath your knees. Okay, so you can stay resting in Shavasana here. And while you continue to rest in Shavasana, I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. The poem I have for you today is called At the Lake by Mary Oliver. A fish leaps like a black pin. Then, when the starlight strikes its side, like a silver pin. In an instant, the fish's spine alters the fierce line of rising, and it curls a little. The head, like a scalloped tin, plunges back, and it's gone. This, I think, what holiness is, the natural world, where every moment is full of the passion to keep moving. Inside every mind, there's a hermit's cave full of light. Full of snow, full of concentration. I've knelt there, and so have you, hanging on to what you love, to what is lovely. The lake's shining sheets do not make a ripple now, and the stars are going off to their blue sleep. But the words are in place, and the fish leaps and leaps again from the black plush of the poem. That breathless space. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Invite some movement back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees, roll to your side. And then slowly make your way up to seated. Now, some of you have been asking about this mudra series that I do at the end of the class. And I taught it really slowly the first time when I did it a number of episodes ago. And Kelly Modlin knows which episode it is. So Kelly, can you put in the comments which episode it was? And then I will write it down somewhere so that when people ask, I can point them back to it. But basically, you start with your left palm up and your right palm down. And then you bring your hands around. So the right comes in front of the left. And then you interlace your last three fingers. Your first two come together. Your thumbs come together. And you bring it to your forehead. And then you make the Gyan Mudra with your hands, thumbs and index finger, other three fingers extend, and your right hand comes out in front of your left again with your arms crossed. That's where it goes next. And then you stay in the Gyan Mudra, your fingers come together, and the outsides of your pinkies come together, and you come to your third eye. And you repeat the mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhinamo Bhavantu, three times. See, now I've just shown you slowly again. So it will be in 418. Okay, that's how you do it. And it's in a fabulous book called Mudras of India. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So that means may all beings be happy and free. Thank you, honey. And may the thoughts, words, and action of my life contribute to, in some way, to the happiness and freedom for all. Boy, that just went blank there for a moment. So if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. And if you know anybody who would benefit from this class, please share it with them. And now here's the moment of truth. We get to see who actually does the class and makes it all the way to the end. If you made it all the way to the end, what you're going to put in the comments is, those lunges, though. You're going to put those lunges, though, in the comments. Because, man, if you did three sets of dragon poses today, you're going to get some love from us in the comments this week. Our next live class is on January 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific. So it's going to be a yin yoga for the upper back. And I look forward to seeing you then. I won't see you again on this channel. Until then, next week, enjoy Michelle's power yoga class. And if you want to see me, come on over to Heart Alchemy Yoga and see me there for another yin class there. And thank you for your donations, Sean from New York. Thank you, Anne-Marie from Australia, Leah from New York, and Paige from Italy. So opening your hips and hamstrings is something that takes time. The fascia, the connective tissue in our lower body, is quite dense. So it takes more than one yoga class. So I'm going to share with you a good, better, and best way to do that. So good is to make sure you're subscribed to our channel. Turn on that little bell so that every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, when we put out a class, that you get our class in your feed. Better is to make sure you're signed up on our email list. And I have a gift for you this week. A lot of great back pain classes open up your hips and your hamstrings. So if you go to melissawest.com/backpain, then I'll send you my best 8 days, I think. 8 days of yoga for back pain. Lots of great hip openers and probably some hamstring things in there as well. So I can send you that. And the best way is to become a member in our membership community. We have fabulous hips and hamstring classes in there, a lot of them. The one that I want to highlight today are member favorites, hippie shorts. They are classes that range from 10 minutes to 30 minutes probably. Most are in the around 10 and 20 minute range, 10 short classes. And I know our members love doing those on the weekdays, because they're just super easy to fit in, and they're super fun. They're like, there's one class that has a lot of happy baby in it, and then lots of stuff with blocks and props and stuff. Really fun classes. So I'll put the direct link for members in the show notes, and then a link to become a member there as well. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as grounded as the old growth trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.